We begin page 335 in the Art Scroll, top of the page, chapter 18, the 18th perek. Thank you, Reb Zev. Page 114, Kuf Yud Dalid, in the green Feldheim. And we continue in our journey of Chassidus. We are about a page in any other edition, probably. And we're about to talk about probably one of the most fundamental pieces that I've experienced and seen and learned from the Ramchal. And here he goes. He's talking about in Chassidus that it's not what I have to do. It's not what I should do. It's what I want to do. And the relationship with me and Hashem and the things that I do are not because I should do them and I have to do them, but because I want to do them. And I want to have a relationship with Hashem, just like a father to a son, just like a son to a father, just like a husband and a wife. And that's what the Ramchal says. At all times, all moments, every relationship, a lover and a friend, a husband and a wife, this is the Ramchal talking. Anybody who has a true, strong love and desire to have a relationship, any real relationship, nobody says, I was yotze, I checked off the boxes. It's enough that I did whatever I was commanded. Any deeper relationship, it's not just, you told me only 5 minutes, so why is it 10 minutes? You told me only to do these two dishes. You didn't tell me to do three dishes. You told me just to take out this garbage. You didn't tell me to clean up the table. You told me to clear off my plate. You didn't tell me to clear off the cup next to my plate. You missed the whole boat. It's wanting to help the person. It's wanting to fulfill the desire and what the person who you love is asking from you. And that's what the Ramchal says. I want you to have nachas. Nachas not as parents to children, nachas, that you have nachas. But it feels good. I want you to realize that I'm listening to you, that I'm there for you. Vine, here he goes. Kamikra ze yikra lemisha oivis boiroi gamkein ahava ne'emenes. You hear how he says gamkein? Also, but it starts with your relationships with people, the Ramchal starts with. Kigam hu misug ha'oi havim. Hashem is also a relationship. That line is so powerful because how many times do people say, I have trouble connecting to Hashem? Do you have trouble connecting to people also? What a coincidence. You have trouble connecting. I have trouble doing things for other people. I have trouble doing things for Hashem. Or my relationships are codependent relationships. Maybe I have a codependent relationship with Hashem. That's something to explore. Because also Hashem is a relationship. And when a person understands relationships and he's deep to listen to what Hashem wants from me, that's when a person starts thinking, wait, he starts thinking, so what does Hashem really want from me? It's not like, exactly, so I'm supposed to go to Maariv when my wife needs me to help with the children. Wait, so I am supposed to go to Maariv or I'm not supposed to go to Maariv? And you guys all know the answer to the question. The answer is yes, which is I don't know what to answer because it's not a a book that you open up and you just say, oh, so I'm supposed to go to Marv. Of course you're supposed to go to Marv. What, you told me I'm not supposed to go to Marv? Oh, no, but I'm not supposed to go to Marv, but I am supposed to go to Marv. So I'm supposed to spend time like this. I'm not supposed to learn. I am supposed to learn. The answer is you have to lean in and you have to listen. Oh, after asking Hashemut al kolpanim ela adaraba zakta ramchal. I see that Hashem actually likes when we're good. Hashem likes when we don't speak Lashon Hara. Hashem likes when we learn Torah. Hashem likes when we don't give in to our desires, whatever it might be. You got to understand. So what does that show me? Oh, so check off the boxes. What does Hashem want for me in this world? Maybe He actually wants me to enjoy this world. Maybe He actually wants me to get the most out of this world. Maybe He gave me a mission that I'm supposed to accomplish. Why do I have the family that I have and the parents that I have and the situation that I have and everything that I go through? Maybe there's something deeper than just something surface. That's chassidus. And every situation, what does Hashem want? Right? What's that ma'isa? What's the ma'isa with the guys who they're learning Hilchot Tzedakah, the Rambam, they're learning Hilchot Tzedakah, and they're going through the Hilchot Tzedakah, and then someone comes over and says, we're collecting money. Could you please get out of here? We're learning Hilchot Tzedakah. You missed the whole point. Oh, wait, so that means we're supposed to interrupt our learning for... No, that's not the point. That wasn't the point. Maybe you're not supposed to interrupt your learning and give tzedakah. But you have to know that Lilmaid, the whole purpose, Lo HaMedrash, Hu HaIkar, Lo HaMaisa. We're here to become better people. We're here to refine ourselves. That we know. That we know. Oh, so that means that Torah is not an end in itself? No, we're not saying that either. Learning Torah is the greatest thing that a person can do. It is the greatest thing. That doesn't mean I'm not supposed to do chesed. No, you are supposed to do chesed. But it depends who you are. It depends. Ma, you have to listen. You have to listen to Hashem. You have to listen. I don't mean listen to Hashem. Listen to your mommy. Listen to Hashem. Listen with your heart. To be a lev shoymeya. To listen. What does Hashem want from me? What does Hashem want from us, from me, as an individual? V'zeo ha-nikra o'yse nachas ruach li-yoytzrei. That's called oisenachas ruach yotzer, that I'm tuned in. God willing, you'll have a wife. Am I tuned in to what she needs? Your children, am I tuned in? Do I listen? Do I listen to what my boss? Do I listen to what the people I work with? Do I listen to what the people are asking for me? Do I listen? Do I know how to listen? And guaranteed, if you can't listen to the guy next to you, you probably will have trouble listening to Hashem as well. Nimtza klala chasidus. As we'll wrap up, harchavas kiyum kol mitzvos. Of course, give me 630 mitzvos. What's the big deal? I'll just start checking them off. That's not what it is. It's much broader. It's comprehensive. It's deeper. It's subtle. Vatnayim shroy v'shevshev in charoya zuk the holy ramchal shachsidus v'min aprishus. Incredible. L'shaprishus belavin, achsidus be'essen. The aprishus is in what I don't do. Staying away from things. Chasidus is I'm actually interacting, but I'm doing it with the proper kavanah, as we're going to see. Right? What was precious? Precious is I'm allowed to drink wine, but me personally, I can't drink wine. And in the Aseh, it's I'm supposed to do this, so why am I doing more? Hashem just told me I'm supposed to just daven and do this and this. Why am I doing? It says I'm just supposed to learn in the morning and learn a little bit at night. So why am I learning more? Because I'm tuned in. I'm supposed to just give ma'aser. So why am I giving more than ma'aser? It's not about just giving it. It's about I want to be a giving person. For every person to think about these things, to have a deeper havana. We're not even nine. We just crossed over 9 minutes and 15 seconds. That doesn't include my mentioning which page it's on. Pretty incredible. And the whole goal is, I want to please Hashem. Not because I'm a people pleaser, but because it's a relationship. And all relation, now everybody's has people pleasing. But it's a relationship that I want to form. I want to get better and I want to get stronger. And now we are going to enter. In about, okay, I got to do before 10 minutes. Over here, we're entering a very long perek. Looking forward to journeying with everybody. Less than 10 minutes a day. We'll definitely keep the Yetzer Hara away and at bay.